Hello, my friends. I'm Dennis Prager. Been sitting here and just chopping at the bit to get ready to go. Great to be with you. This is my request. I had a debate with my wife, who is a major thinker and knows a phenomenal amount. So it's rare that we have a debate. It's not. It's only over tactics. It's not over policy or over goals. When does the curfew go into effect in California? Is it tonight? So at 10 o'clock. So you're not supposed to be out of your house except for necessary. So what is necessary after 10 o'clock? A medical emergency, and that's about it. Now, so I have the following view. If you love freedom and believe that Newsom has no right to deprive you of liberty, of the liberty of getting out of your house, that's one of the two basic liberties. The other is free speech. They're working on that. So I tell you, this is my fantasy, okay? Everyone has fantasies. Here's mine. That there be a traffic jam in L.A., where I live, at 11 p.m. That the highways be filled with people reveling in liberty. Yes, she said she would love it too. The debate was, thank you for asking what her position is. Her position is people just won't do it. So people should just do what they would have done tonight or tomorrow night. But the thing is, people, if you would have gone, for example, out and even eaten out, but how many people eat out when I think about it on outside of a restaurant? They're not even open at 10 a.m. by and large. 10 p.m., sorry. So I'll tell you, that's what I would love. I will be out. I'll be out in a boot, as they say in Canada. Late tonight. You should delay your dog walking till after 10 p.m. and whatever else. I can't think of a more direct statement that he's an irrational child with too much power, or thinks he has this power. You see, that it hasn't been established that he has this power. Is it the law? You know how many sheriff's departments have said they won't obey his directives? One of the few bright lights in the last 9 months. November of 2020, and we're going back to the lockdown of March? Because I guess it bothers him there. After all, there are still some businesses and restaurants that have not gone bankrupt. Now, you might say he really cares about these businesses, that the Democrats in general care about these businesses. But that's not true. What they really want, what the left really wants, liberals are wimps, so they just go along with the left. So they're irrelevant in this regard. What the left wants is all that is relevant. And what the left wants is to have the government be the employer of the American people. That's communism. That's what they would like. So the scenario is gigantic businesses, Amazon, Walmart, they can survive because they toe the line and they do whatever we want and they give us vast sums of money. So that's fine. There's no interest in having government store 13 a substitute for a Walmart. That's not their vision. So that's fine. This is gigantic corporations, and with communism, I don't know if it's new. It's not new in the sense of totalitarianism. There was an allowance of business in general under the Nazi regime, but under communism, you did not generally have that. I remember when I was in the Soviet Union. You would buy bread at a store that said chleb. Chleb is the Russian word for bread. So that's it. You go to the government bread store. But the left in the United States has no interest in the government bread store. They have an interest, however, in supplying you with the money to get Chlib. Then they have a greater they have greater power then. So again, I ask anybody whose a governor has called for a curfew or any limitation to defy them as best as possible, and that would be the thing that I would push for, and I will live by. Unlike the governor who has called for boycotting of restaurants in any numbers and then goes and has that meal and he's caught on video and he apologizes and it means nothing to the media. It means nothing. Trump's tax returns, the collusion. On the other big matter of the vote, the Giuliani press conference yesterday offered some pretty powerful data. I have read some more powerful data. I don't know whether cheating decided the national election. I don't claim it does, but I don't say that it is absurd or wrong or un-American to find out what happened. When you realize who owns the voting, the vote counting software, it's very disconcerting. Or that votes are counted outside of the United States. I mean, unless Rudy Giuliani is completely misinformed, in which case I would announce it, and he would lose a lot of credibility with me. That's pretty serious revelation to happen to the American people. Have you noticed that there were no right-wing riots? Half this country, almost half this country, thinks that they have been cheated out of a presidential election. And if not directly cheated by ballot stuffing, cheated by the methodology of sending people ballots who never requested them in the millions. Why was that done? Supposedly COVID. So if there's no COVID in 4 years, you don't think it will be done? When you set a precedent, then you have things that follow the precedent. One sin drags along another. Famous old Hebrew phrase. It's even a song. A good deed drags along another good deed, and a sin drags along another sin. Once precedents are broken or made, they precede the next antecedent. Is that correct? Is a precedent... a precedent becomes an antecedent. I got to figure that out. I like to be very precise with language. 1-8-PRAGER-776. The airlines have... I'll read it to you from CNN Business. The spike in COVID-19 cases is starting to hit air travel once again, according to United Airlines. Let me address the spike. So what? So what if there's a spike? The whole hysterical reporting will go down as hysterical reporting. And Americans have bought it hook, line, and sinker. So what if there's a spike in cases? Are they infected? Or they're infected? Are they a case? What does that mean? You tested positive, and so what? My son's positive, my daughter-in-law's positive. So what? He didn't even know he was positive till he took his test. He took the test because she was positive. She was positive because her kids were, or I think her kids, because my son's stepkids, or he thinks of as, and good, beautifully, I think of them, my grandchildren. But anyway, it's nothing. They're going about life. My son has a dull headache. That's the extent of it. And he's not even sure it's connected to this because he had a sinus infection. I'm only giving you the details because it's important that you know. When young people, they're in their 30s, get it? It means overwhelmingly nothing. You're more likely to die in a car crash if you're 30. or in his, well, 38. What is he? 83, 37. Yeah. And this is what we're, this is, and they're closing schools. Even the CDC said they shouldn't close schools in New York City. Why does de Blasio have the right to close a school? We'll be back.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show. And I want to take some call. There is just too much to deal with without taking your calls. The lockdown was my opening comments. The airlines is a frightening thing. People are just scared. It's astonishing. I have flown a fair amount during this time. Nothing comparable to normal. The living martyr has flown even more, but again, he is the living martyr, so you would expect him to fly more. People are just scared. We have gone from there is nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. To God, we have a lot to fear. And that's the change. And fear breeds tyranny. The mocking of the president for downplaying what has happened. Of course, they would mock FDR. If President Trump had said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, the man would have been mocked on CNN and at the New York Times, remarkably so. So let's see here. Death per million. The United States is now 11th in the world. Well, you could drop San Marino and Andorra, so 9th of major countries. And Mexico is right behind, and a little behind that is Bolivia. The United States has, assuming that you take it literally, the statistics on deaths as a result of COVID. By the way, this is heavy flu season, so there are always tens of thousands of deaths to flu, according to the CDC. The truth number will come out in 2 years. And that is the excess death number. Excess deaths in the United States this year approximate the number of people that the COVID data give. But last year was a very abnormal year in terms of excess deaths, low. So there was a buildup, as it were, of people who would die this year who did not die last year. And so we'll have to check next year as well and see what the excess death rate is within a few year range. Meanwhile, the chances of your dying of COVID, if you're under, 70 or 60? Under 60, it's 0.00-something%. And these people are wearing masks outdoors and not flying. Can somebody tell me why you can eat in an airplane and not in a restaurant. They're even shutting outdoor dining now in California. God forbid these people should be able to make some sort of living. Just remember, overwhelmingly, the advocates of shutdown are not the people affected economically by the shutdown. Overwhelmingly. It's the haves saying F you to the little guy. And the party of the little guy is the Republicans. Okay, Joe in Columbus, Ohio. Hello.
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay, so Sweden instituted restrictions. You can't gather more than 8 people, and all restaurants have to close by 10 p.m. And the reason they did that is because on Tuesday and Wednesday they had over 100 deaths, which for our population would be about 3,000 deaths.
Okay, where did you get that data?
I check every morning on
what website?
It's a website that gives every country. You can look it up yourself.
Do you have the name? Because I'm looking at one now, and I never saw that number.
19 yesterday. Yeah, it was 19 yesterday, but Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay, so I'm not even arguing with you. Since I'm looking at a website, the one I've looked at from the beginning, Worldometer.
What are you getting?
Okay, I'll tell you right now.
1,000 cases in the last week.
No, cases doesn't mean a thing to me.
I know.
You mentioned deaths. You mentioned deaths. So, okay, I'm looking
at... So what do you have for total deaths? 6,000?
No. Deaths? Wait. You keep changing everything. You said 2 days ago there were 40 deaths. What did you say? What number?
No. There were 119 deaths.
119. Okay, so, all right. I'm asking you... All right, wait. If you talk fast, it doesn't help your argument.
Okay.
All I want to know is where you found this, because I'm looking for Sweden. Sweden has 11 deaths 2 days ago, according to Worldometer.
Yeah, what, 2 days, 3 days ago?
I don't have 3 days ago. I'll get 3 days ago in a minute. And it has six yesterday. So you've not given my listeners the name of the website you got your number at.
Well, I'm driving. I can't.
Okay, so I'll give you the numbers. I have the numbers now. I have the numbers on Worldometer. Okay, I will read them to you and to everybody else, which is what I have gone to from day one. 6 on November 19th. 20 on November 17th. 17 on the 15th. I can't find the 16th. 16, 25. 20. 18 on the 13th, 23 on the 11th, 18 on the 9th. It's hard to move this the cursor. That's the reason. I'm not trying to deceive you. The highest of the last 6 months or 5 months is 33 on November 9th. That is their highest. So I don't know where the gentleman got his numbers. And again, yesterday was 6, and the day before was 11, 20, and so on. And they caved in Sweden. It's not going to help in the long run. I don't know why any of this helps, unless you have permanent lockdown, like in South Australia and other places that has been done. See, what is not asked is what price is being paid. Well, we'll just print more money and give it to people. So young people, you who have virtually a zero chance, close to zero chance of dying from COVID, you are going to pay for the rest of your lives. You think your student debt is something? Whew. It's nothing compared to the debt of the paper printing that is taking place.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. Do want to remind you that I have a trip with you scheduled for next October to Israel, the Stand With Israel tour. There's a banner at my website. You will need it badly to be with hundreds of other wonderful people, to be with me and Mike Gallagher, to be in Israel. It's it's like a sort of a dream right now to do that again. I'm sure tourists will be received like heroes because tourism is such an important part of the Israeli economy. The Living Martyr and I have a dear friend who is a guide in Israel. And I think about him almost every day. He's nodding his head, my producer. He thinks about him too. It is amazing the lack of expressed grief in this country for people out of work. Not because of COVID. They're not out of work because of COVID. They're out of work because of human policy of lockdowns. Let give people the facts. They don't give people the facts. How many newspapers have reported the Danish study on masks? We will be laughed at in the future. The future will laugh. Look at what Americans believed in. They wore those masks like talismans. If masks are effective, why can't you visit your mother in a nursing home? Is there an answer to that? Am I missing something? No. Why it is better for your mother or grandmother, grandfather, father to be alone for over half a year, alone. They can't even have their regular workers who take care of them. Alone, like my Aunt Chippy, may she rest in peace, who probably died of heartache. This lively woman, nobody could visit, nobody. And people walk around thinking, that's CDC policy. That's the right policy. Let the old suffer. Oh, but they may die. They may die. Well, have them vote on it. This room will take visitors. This room won't take visitors. What do you think the vote would be among the elderly in nursing homes? I don't want to see my child till a vaccine. The callousness of the medical establishment makes me vomit. The non-science-based advocacy of these people. Where's the condemnation of de Blasio for closing schools? The CDC, the hypochondriacs at the CDC even said don't close schools. Anyway, New York deserves it. You vote for de Blasio, you get de Blasio. But it doesn't matter. New Yorkers will vote for someone even more radical than he. New York has a sickness. It's called leftism. It's a callousness. I grew up there. I know it well, really, really, really well. I there's no doubt in my mind, people will look at our time. They will show movies, videos of people walking around in masks, of yelling at people who don't wear them like they'll die. If they're good, why don't you allow visitors to nursing homes or hospitals? I was hospitalized. I fell on my back in the course of this time a few months ago. I was hospitalized for 2 days. It's needless to say nobody could visit me. Nobody. Zero. I had human contact for some total of, in the entire day, of 15 minutes. As long as it would take to hook me up to getting blood tests. And for the doctor to come by and ask how I felt. 2 days. And most of the time I was out. Didn't bother me. It would bother me over time. Over 4 months. Don't we consider solitary confinement a form of torture? The lack of sympathy for the elderly in nursing homes, for people in hospitals, for people out of work, in the name of safety, the new God which we sacrifice humans to, makes bail look like child's work. The sacrifice of dignity and of life and of joy, not to mention the increase in drug addiction, alcohol addiction, child abuse. Ah, but we have to be safe, Newsom says as he goes to a restaurant. That's $750 a shot. He's got a good life. So why does he care? And I mean it literally. What does he care?
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to The Dennis Prager Show. Got to figure out so many things in this society. One, how to get your kids out of school. In the great majority of cases, they're being indoctrinated with America hatred. Remember, everything the left touches, it ruins. There is no exception to that. There never has been. The left is a force of chaos and destruction. That is all it is. There is nothing redeeming. There's redeeming in liberalism. There's redeeming in conservatism. There's no redeeming in leftism. So the latest is to destroy Thanksgiving. New York Times had a piece on that, on how it's just a genocide-loving day. That's it. So they've been working on Christmas. They deny, of course, they mock those who say there's a war on Christmas. Changing Christmas party to holiday party. Oh, that's not, there's nothing to do with it. You could say Halloween party. Notice that? Why could you say Halloween party? And so they don't say holiday party for Halloween. They say holiday party for Christmas. But anyway, Thanksgiving, you know, you're proud to be an American. You're celebrating our roots. You celebrate our roots. You're a genocide lover. You love mass murder. That's the message. Kids have nothing. Their past stinks and their future is existential threat. That's what the left is doing to your kids. Oh, while they deny that they're a boy or a girl. And you'll send your kids there. And I feel for you. Homeschooling's a challenge. Finding a decent school is a challenge. I to be a parent today, with good, decent, fine, kind, God-loving or America-loving or both-loving values is very hard, very, very hard. But Moshe Batuach, Batuach. Maybe I'll say it, keep saying it in Hebrew. I know the ch is hard. But give it a try, because you only have to learn two words, even though there are three. What is certain is certain. What is certain is the school ruins people. Elementary school, high school, and college. It ruins them. I mean that. Because the left has taken over and it ruins. Just think, ask your kid what they're learning about Thanksgiving. Okay? You don't believe me? It's very easy to ascertain. Skokie, Illinois, and Howard, hello.
Hi, Dennis. How are you? This is Howard.
Hi.
But nice to speak with you again. So just to give you a quick thing that happened with our restaurants and the new dictatorship of Pritzker, what the Democrats have done. And then if you have time, I can let you know about an encounter I had with a customer this morning, the fact that I'm a child of a survivor. But you can order a bagel and cream cheese in my restaurant, egg sandwich, whatever it is. You are not allowed to eat in our restaurant, but you can walk 50 yards across the street and go into the nail salon or massage parlor and eat my bagel. So this is what the Democrats have decided is scientifically permissible.
What is their reasoning?
We haven't figured out why they're allowing massage parlors and nail salons to be open. I'm not sure what the reasoning is as far as the restriction in my restaurant.
What about eating outside your restaurant?
We can, but it's 30 degrees in Chicago.
Yeah, no. I totally support you. Look, I can't take the other point you want to make now because there are too many callers. So I have one point of show or one point of call. But I really am curious what it is, so email it to me.
We want nail shops.
No, I want them all open.
Yeah.
Let people decide what to do.
Well, what an idea.
What an idea. I don't know, why do they allow people to ride motorcycles? You know how much higher the fatality rate is on a motorcycle than just if you only ride a car? If safety is God, then where do you draw the line? Wow. Oh, my God, I got a 99-year-old caller. Got to take that. Yeah, I got to honor those older. Hello, William. How you feeling?
Just fine, Dennis. You're one of my favorite programs I listen to.
What year were you born?
1921.
See? July. He passed the test. See? A guy faking 99 would not have known that. All right, you're the real deal.
Very active, I'm proud to say.
I'm you give us all hope. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what. My observation is this. My parents came to this country back in the late 1900s. They came here to escape.
You mean late 1800s?
Yeah, the late 1800s, yes. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
They came to the States to seek to become Americans. My parents were both from different countries, and they never spoke their languages in the house so that we would grow up as Americans and not speak with an accent. So anyway, we went through the depressions of the 30s, and I was in service World War II for 3 years. And when I came out, I thought we were fighting to save this country from what was going on in Europe. Well, I voted for Roosevelt twice, and I was a Democrat for many years. I was working at Lockheed and everybody in unions, you know, they do that. But over the years, I've realized that more and more and more the government got involved. And going through, I finally, at Nixon, I decided to start voting Republican as a registered Democrat.
All right. Listen, that's a change that a lot of Americans made. Thank you. God bless you. When you wish a guy who's 99, well, you should live till 120. It's a good wish, but it's not quite as long as people normally associate 120 with. I don't get to speak to people who fought in World War II much anymore. Grew up with them. Well, thank you. Thank you indeed. He is. So, folks, you think he became a Republican because he's a racist? Is that remember, that's the Republicans. What is the Southern strategy? There you go. Lifelong Democrat. Voted for FDR. We'll be back.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dennis Prager. And Woodland Hills, California, Molly, hello. Is there a house attack at Molly's place? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi there.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi.
I listen to you all the time, and I love you very much. And
thank you.
You've been a big influence in my life and my children, because everything you say to me, I say to them, and I get, I get that look, like their eyes get wide open, and they get it, and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, for instance, yesterday my kids said to me, Mom, why come you voted for the Republican, for Trump? Some of my friends don't like him because blah, blah, blah. So I said, listen, I don't vote for the person. I vote for policies, which is something you always say.
Right.
And, yeah, and they opened their eyes wide open, and like, oh, wow, okay. So there we go. And both my kids are Republicans, and they both vote for Republican policies.
All right. So you want anyway, you good. God bless you. Tell me, you called about the lockdown.
I did. And I wanted to say that I understand the fear that's going on around. I don't agree with it, but there is a fear that there's nothing out there right now for COVID, and that's why people are compliant and agree with this ridiculous lockdown that these, officials.
Right. So let me ask you a question. If the press said, as often as it says how many cases there are, if it said every single day that under 60, your chances of dying of COVID are 0.005%. Do you think that would have an impact?
Sure it would. It would have a lot.
Okay, exactly. So the press is lying to the American people to get them scared, and they're effective. It's one of the many reasons I have such contempt for the media. That's correct. I understand the left's animation. It furthers the power of the state. They love that. The media is left, so I get that. But even non-left media, well, Who's done left media? The Wall Street Journal is two different newspapers. The conservative editorial and opinion pages and the liberal left news pages. Same with Fox. This is preoccupation with cases. Every single day, Americans should be told the minuscule chances of their dying of COVID. Every single day. I don't know why people don't know that. Happiness Hour coming up.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.